Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to 10% Happier early and ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. It's the 10% Happier Podcast. I'm Dan Harris. Hello, everybody. Happy Friday. Time for a bonus meditation. If you listen to the show this week, then you know that we spent quite a bit of time dwelling on the subject of death. We talked to a death doula. We also talked to Andrew Holacek, who's an expert on lucid dreaming, which is actually used in some Buddhist circles as a preparation for death. So given all the death talk, we thought today we would post a meditation on the equally cheery subject of grief. And this could be for people who've lost somebody recently or just grief for all sorts of things, losing a specific time in your life, losing a relationship, feeling like time is moving too fast. We're all grieving in some way because we're living in a world of unrelenting change. Our teacher du jour is the magnificent Sebene Selassie. She was born in Ethiopia, grew up in Washington, D.C., and now lives in New York City, where she teaches, writes, and speaks about meditation. You've heard her on this show, of course, as part of our Meditation Party series, and you can find her all over the 10% Happier app. So here we go now with Sebene Selassie.
Hi, this is Sebene. Grief is not something that's talked about very much in this culture, but it's something all of us will experience in one way or another, probably at many moments in our lives. This short meditation is an invitation for us to open up to grief, not trying to get rid of it, simply bringing awareness to it. You may already have some thoughts, emotions, memories, or even bodily sensations that are coming up related to your loss. But rather than getting caught in your usual patterns of thought or story about this grief, we're going to use a simple acronym to help us work with grief. It's called RAIN, R-A-I-N, and it stands for Recognize, Allow, Investigate, Natural Awareness. So let's get started. We'll begin this meditation by settling into this moment, closing your eyes if that feels okay. For the R of RAIN, first you're going to recognize what's happening. But rather than work with these emotions as thoughts, see if you can recognize grief in the body. Where do you feel the grief? Usually emotions can be felt somewhere between the groin and the head, often in the belly, the chest, or throat. If you can't locate this emotion in your body, don't worry. You can work with the emotion itself, recognizing what's going on for you. Perhaps fear or anger or sadness, confusion or guilt. See if you can know what's happening. Not getting lost in the story of your grief, simply knowing what's happening right now. Once you've recognized it, it's time to go to the A of RAIN and allow grief. Often we want to push away strong or difficult emotions, but we actually need to allow our grief in order for it to eventually have a healthy release. See if you can find a genuine sense of welcoming your emotions as a natural and healthy part of your process of grieving. Allowing the sensations in the body and the emotions connected to them. Next, we will go to I and investigate what's happening by bringing a kind curiosity to our experience. You can ask yourself, what is this emotion or sensation asking of me? What's underneath this? And what's really needed right now? And see if you can listen for a natural response. Finally, we'll move to the end of natural awareness. We don't need to do much for this step except nurture kindness and compassion. Can you have kindness and compassion for yourself with your loss and grief? On the next exhale, you can open your eyes, connect to the space around you, and move your body in whatever way feels good. I hope this was helpful for you. Thanks for listening, and see you next time.
Thanks again to 7A. You can find more meditations like this one over on the 10% Happier app. Also, check out the meditation party episodes we've done with Seb. I'll put some links in the show notes. And if you're a fan of Seb's, a fan of this show, a fan of mine, actually, we're doing a meditation retreat together in October at Omega, which is outside of New York City. I don't think there are many seats left, but you might be able to snag one. But if there are no seats or you can't come because you're not close by, you can also tune in digitally. So we'll put a link to that in the show notes. We'll see you right back here on Monday for a brand new episode. We're doing a full week of Joseph Goldstein. If you like 10% Happier, and I hope you do, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.